double kavod to have a talmidim here visiting the yeshiva, especially a kavod for the yeshiva to be able to have a shechter in the yeshiva, and to have be able to speak to the talmidim that are here today.
Good morning, everybody. Today is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so I decided I'll speak a little bit about Inyani Rosh Chodesh. First of all, Rosh Chodesh has a special Kedushas Hayoyim that we are obligated to bring a Korban Musaf. It says in Parshas Pinchas, you have to bring Musaf from our Rosh Chodesh. Then, today we don't have the ability to bring a Korbanah, so the Navi tells us in the Shalma forms for Sein, and we have to pay the Shalma, to pay Tashlumen, by reciting the psukim of the korbanos. That's why we daven musaf. The Gemara says if you missed the mincha, you daven ma'ariv twice. You make up tashlumen for the mincha. So Tosfos says, what if a person missed to daven musaf on Shabbos or Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh? Should he daven ma'ariv twice the next day? So Tosfos says no, because the Gemara says over yom abatul korbanah. The other tefillahs are rachme. You don't say obaz man a bottle mitzvasai. But rachme means bakoshes terachem. But tefillahs amasofim is purely for the purpose of an neshama farm sazenu. So if you didn't, if one doesn't, one failed to daven musaf on the right day, you can't make any tashlumen. The korbanos amasofim were korbanos tzibur, like tmidim that you bring every day. Tmidim amasofim korbanos tzibur. So the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by purchasing these karbonas from Machtas HaShekel. They had to collect every year Machtas HaShekel for the purpose of purchasing the karbonas sibur. So the Mishnah say that the women were never obligated to bring Machtas HaShekel. If a woman wants to volunteer, we'll accept it, but the women are not obligated. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokes Achronim, where the women are obligated to daven Musaf or not. So some Achronim came up with such an einfall, that since the women were not obligated to pay for the Korbanos Tzibur, the women are obligated to daven Shachris Mincha, possibly Ma'ariv also, because that's Rachmi, that's Bakoshes Terachem. But Musaf is only for the purpose of an Hashama form. So Zeinu, since the women, Bizman HaMikdash, were not obligated to pay for the purpose for the Korbanos Tzibur, so maybe women today are not Mukhif to daven Musaf. It's very questionable. Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes Hamachron. He quotes the Tzlach Nadi Biyud as a sefer on Gemara. That's called Tzion LeNefesh Chaya. So the Tzlach thinks that women are not mukhiv. Then he quotes other Achronim disagree. Then there's a question whether in the Chumash they talk about giving Machzah Shekel to take a census of the population for the purpose of the army. So the only drafted people in the army who are over the age of 20, you're only drafted in the army over the age of 20, not 18. In Eretz Yisrael today, they don't follow that din. Once in a while, they don't follow a din in Eretz Yisrael. The Israeli government doesn't always follow the din. That's the Rashi in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, that you don't draft the person into the army if he's younger than 20. So in the Chumash, they talk about taking a census for the purpose of knowing how many potential soldiers you have for the drift. So that says you only give Machzah Shekel from the age of 20 up. What about the Machzah Shekel that was for the purpose of purchasing the Karbanos Tzibur? That's not really explicit in Chumash at all. That's all a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that everybody has to give Machzah Shekel. So that's a big machlokes, whether that's also dependent on the age of 20 or bar mitzvah. So many hold after bar mitzvah. All the men after bar mitzvah you have to give Machzah Shekel. And there's a minority opinion that until the age of 20, you're not obligated to give Machzah Shekel even for the purpose of the Korbanos Tzibur. So if you put two and two together, if you hold that women are not mechuyev to daven Musaf because they weren't obligated to give Machzah Shekel, you hold that the people before the age of 20, there are some people here not yet 20 years old, I guess. No, you're not 20 years old. People before the age of 20 are not mechuyev to give Machzah Shekel. They're not mechuyev to daven musaf. Okay, so you volunteer it anyway. The women volunteer musaf anyway. But then a person younger than 20 shouldn't be allowed to be the shliach tzibur to daven for an omer to be moitzi that people are over 20. So that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. There is a forgery of the Tshuvas HaRosh that's known as the Bisamim Rosh. There was a character in the 1700s who forged the whole Tshuvas HaRosh. So he got haskamas from the Rabbanim because they knew his father. They didn't know him. They didn't know he was a Meshuggah. They knew his father. The father was a holy tzaddik. So I think that Rabbi Yehuda, among others, they gave haskamas on the Besamei Rosh. So the fellow wrote, he forged the Chuvas HaRosh, made up his own Chuvas, and then he wrote footnotes on the bottom. He knew how to learn. So he has this Chiddush and his footnotes. That's called the Kasa Daharsana, the footnotes on the bottom of the page in the Besamei Rosh. So he has that Chiddush. The one is younger than 20. Mikra Din perhaps is not Mukhiv to Dab Musaf, like women, if you hope women are not Mukhiv, because they weren't obligated to participate in the Machza Shekel, and therefore he can't serve as the Shlech Tzibur and Shul on Shabbos Ayantif or Rosh Chodesh if you're going to have people in the Shul who are past the age of 20. So that's a Chiddush on top of a Chiddush. That's questionable. How does Rosh Chodesh become Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos becomes Shabbos automatically. When the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, he established that every seventh day as Kedushas HaShabbos. So that's why when we daven, the Gemara says, Baruch HaTu Hashem, we say, Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the seventh day with Kedushas HaShabbos. On Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say, Mekadesh HaZman, we say, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazman, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the Jewish people with Kedusha, and we in turn create Rosh Chodesh. Bizman that we had a Sanhedrin, so that Bezdin would declare Kiddush HaChodesh, Bizman HaZeh, the Rambam says, the observance of the fact that we observe Rosh Chodesh makes it into Rosh Chodesh. But that's what the meaning of the Broch is, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the Jewish people with Kedusha, we in turn create the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. In addition to the Mustafim that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, there's a Pasuk that says, on special occasions, the Levim used to play music every day when they sang the Shir Shal Yom. They played music and then they used to sing the Shir Shal Yom. The Gemara has a machlokes whether the musical instruments as Mi'ikra Din or as just an enhancement of the mitzvah. The Shir was Halevim, the Yotzi by singing, and the clay zemer, and the music is only hider mitzvah, or no, yikashir b'kli, whether it's really miyakad, that's a question. But they used to play other instruments, but on special occasions, we have some chas mardechem, rosh chachechem, they used to play chatzoitzus, and the pasuk ends off, the purpose of blowing chatzoitzus, v'niskartem lefnei Hashem alakechem, we should be remembered. So it's based on that expression, v'niskartem lefnei Hashem alakechem, and we say Yalav Yavai Zichronenu Figdanenu Zichron Kolam Chabeis Yisrael. That's why we say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodoshim and on Yom Yitayvim, because the pasuk says when we will blow the Chatzaitzus in conjunction Adol Sech Malziv Chisham Mechem in conjunction with the Musafim, we will be remembered by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the text of Yalav Yavai is based on. The Tur quotes in the name of the Gaonim that there is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. We know it says v'samachta b'chagecha. It says on Sukkot v'samachta b'chagecha. And then all the moyadim are put together. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is put together. So there's a chiyuv simcha on all the shalosh v'golim. Then Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur there's a machlokes hatanoim and a tshuva neshagasari. So we assume on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also there's a chiyuv simcha. How do we know? Because the Mishnah says, let's say it happens all the time. Somebody dies and the family is sitting Shiva, so if Rosh Hashanah comes, they cancel Shiva. If one is finished Shiva, one is in the middle of Shloshim, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, comes Yom Kippur, it cancels the Shloshim. Why? So the Gemara says, because on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a Chiyuv Simcha, and the Simcha with the Avelus are a contradiction. So whatever term of Avelus, if one is in the middle of Shiva, it comes the Yom Tov and it cancels the Shiva. One is in the middle of Shloshim, comes the Yom Tov and it cancels Shloshim. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim, whether only Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is canceled Avelus or even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The accepted halacha is that even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Vayis Mechayan, also cancels Avelus. So we assume that there is a mitzvah of simcha on all of these yamatov. What about Am Rosh Chodesh? So the Torah quotes in the name of the Goyim that it would appear from that pasuk, Yom Simchascha Ma'adecha Mevrosh HaShech Meskaita Machatzaitzvus, that there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodoshim as well. How can it be there's a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodoshim? Never heard of such a thing that Rosh Chodesh cancels Shiva. It's not true. Rosh Chodesh doesn't cancel Shiva, doesn't cancel Shloshim. So the answer is It's not simcha b'kumbi asay. You don't have to do things to demonstrate, to express your simcha. It's simcha b'shevi al tasa. There's an isa hesped v'tainas. It seems to the pashtus of Gemara, the iser hesped v'tainas is a din deraisa amrish chaydish. There's no simcha b'kumbi asay, like on yonta we say, in simcha ela b'basar, in simcha ela b'yayin. But amrish chaydish is no chiyuv that basar b'yayin, just an isa tainas. And the Nisa Hespid, 100 years ago, there was a great, one of the big goyim in Europe. He was a genius too. He was a big goyim of learning. Bitzel Ponovich was a very original thinker. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik held he was the biggest Baal Mechadish of the generation, but that was exactly the problem. He was a very big Baal Mechadish. He was very original. So a lot of his original ideas have not been accepted halacha l'maisa. So he had a chiddush that even though one is not permitted to deliver a hesped on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah and Purim, but the aveilim are allowed to deliver a hesped. Why? Because the isra against delivering hesped is because one is obligated in simchas Rosh Chodesh, one is obligated in simcha on Chanukah and on Purim. And one is in anilus, misha mesa muta lefana, one is in a state of aninus, they didn't bury the mace yet, is not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs. So he's permitted to deliver a hesped. The rabbi can't deliver a hesped. Outsiders can't deliver a hesped. But the oinanim, the relatives who are in the state of aninus, before the kvar, they're permitted to deliver a hesped. His opinion has not been accepted. He has a lot of original chidushim, we haven't accepted any of them. We assume that not only is it forbidden to deliver hesped, it's forbidden to listen to a hesped. So what does it help that the Einan is allowed to say a hesped? You have to turn off the microphone. No one's allowed to listen. So what's going to talk to himself? He's going to deliver a hesped. So we don't accept that opinion. But basically, that's the story with Rosh Chodesh. The Torah quotes in the name of the Gaonim that there is a Chiyuv Simcha, but the Simcha is only B'shevi Al Tasa. You're not permitted to fast. You don't have... There is no Chiyuv Suda, but you're not permitted to fast the whole day, and you don't say tachnun, and you're not permitted to deliver a hesped. What's the story with reciting Hallel on Yontif? So there's a Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yud Amud Beis, has a whole discussion about the reciting of Hallel on Yontif. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs interprets the Gemara. He's explaining that Hallel is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there's a chiyuv simcha. So there's simchas haguf and there's simchas hanefesh. So simchas haguf requires we should have basa v'yayin. And simchas hanefesh requires we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should sing out Hallel. The Gemara raises the question, how come we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because also, we pass on the halacha that it cancels avelus, means that there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, the malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come the Jewish people are not celebrating Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur by reciting Hallel? So the Rebbe Shlomo answers, the Malachim, the Tzifrei Chaim, Tzifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefonai, it's not the right time to say Hallel. So the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes that Gemara, the Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are Yemei Simcha, but it's not Yemei Simcha Yisera. It's a different kind of Simcha, it's a toned down Simcha, because it's Yom Narayim, Tzifrei Chaim, Tzifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefonai. So you see from the Rambam also, like the Ramban interpreted the Gemara, that the Chiyuv to recite the Hallel comes from the fact that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there is a mitzvah of Simcha, there should have been an obligation to recite Hallel, but the Rambam says we tone it down, it's not Yemei Simcha Yisera, so that's why we don't say Hallel. So what's the story on Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Chodesh, there is Simcha, but it's only B'shei V'Altas, it's not the Kumbi Asay. So the Gemara says that you don't recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara tells the whole story. Rabbi Shmuel, there is a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever can make a parnasa, whoever can make a decent parnasa, has a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he was giving shiurim, and he had the Rab is one of his students. Shmuel was also around there. Shmuel didn't learn by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, but he was around in Eretz Yisrael. They both left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lords. Why'd they leave? What about the mitzvah of Aliyah to live in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, but you have to provide Rabbanim for the Jews who live in Chutz Lords also. So they were living in Eretz Yisrael. Rab and Shmuel were living in Eretz Yisrael. They were learning Torah there. They went, they went out of their way, they left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lartz to provide Torah for the Balabatim. So Bavel was like a desert. There was hardly any learning going on in Bavel till Rav came to Bavel. They didn't know the laws of Basa B'Cholav, they didn't know the laws of Shabbos, they didn't know the laws of Hilchas Nida, Taras HaMishpacha. They were violating a lot of the din. So the Gemara tells the story that Rav, when he came to Bavel, once on Rosh Chodesh, he came to Shul, and the Chazan is saying Halal. So he says, there they go again. They don't know the ABCs of Allah. Whoever heard of saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh? You don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So Rav was going to walk over to the Chazan and tell him, you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. By the time he got to the Chazan already skipped one of the paragraphs. We say the first two paragraphs, then he skipped the third paragraph. The Chazan already skipped the third paragraph, went to the fourth paragraph. So he said, one kasha farif is the other. It must be that it's a minig, so he's going to let them say. So that's what you see from the Gemara in Titus, that reciting of Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, the Gemara says. Not even a takana de rabbanan, it's a minig. So that's why there's a big machloikis where the one recites a bracha. The Gemara says, when you light there is Chanukah, and when you read the Megillah, you recite a bracha, shekadishana b'mitzvah yisav tzivanu, on a mitzvah mid the rabbanan. The Gemara says, the hechon tzivanu, what do you mean? God didn't instruct us to read the Megillah and to light there is Chanukah. It's only a mitzvah mid the rabbanan. The Gemara says, even on a mitzvah mid the rabbanan, you'd also say a bracha. You also say a bracha. But what if you're only fulfilling a minig? It's not even a mitzvah mid the rabbanan. So minig is binding mitam neder mid the rabbanan. But it's a lower level of a chiyuv. It's not an outright din the rabbanan. A minig is binding mitam neder mid the rabbanan. So that's a machlekes. A Tosfos opinion is Ashkenazim follow Tosfos that even when you recite Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, or even when you light Neiris on Erev Yom Kippur, to light candles on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, that's a takana satanoim. That's a real mitzvah. To light candles on Erev Yom Kippur, that's the Mishnah says in Psochem, there's a Perek Mokum Shenogu. So the Mishnah says in Perek Mokum Shenogu that lighting candles on Erev Yom Kippur depends on the Minig HaMokum. Because the Ika takana of lighting candles on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif is because you're going to eat. It's going to illuminate the room, so if you're going to eat, you'll enjoy the food. In Yom Kippur, nobody eats any food. So there's a different, there's a minig. Some communities have the minig bedavki. You do light candles, some have the minig bedavki. You don't light candles. So that's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Those places where the minig is that you do light candles, the recite brocha, shekirishana b'mitzvoy, so it's fun, lalik nev shal yom ha-kippurim. So the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Kara, writes, the psak of the Svardim, that a brocha is not recited on Chatzi Hal Nam Rosh Chodesh, and bracha is not recited on Hadlokas Neiris and Erev Yom Kippur, because whatever is only a minig, one does not recite a bracha. This is based on the Gemara in Sukkot. The Gemara says in Sukkot that clapping Hoshainis on Hoshana Rabbah is only a minhog. It's not a takana midrabban, it's only a minig, and therefore, chavit chavit v'lev baruch, you don't recite a bracha because it's only a minig. So that's the practice by many Svardim, they don't recite the bracha on Chatzi Halam Rosh Chodesh, and they don't recite a bracha on Hadlokas Neiris and Erev Yom Kippur. The same as clapping Hoshainis, that we don't recite a bracha. And most of the Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Natam that one does recite the bracha when observing a minig, because the minig is binding mid the Rabbanon, mitam neder. So since it is binding, so it's like a chiyuv mid the Rabbanon. So there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh, but it's a simcha b'shevi al tasa. Tanisa hesped v'tainis, and there's no simcha b'kumi. I say there's an obligation to recite the halal, but the meaning is that we recite halal dafka b'dilug. You leave out. Why? Because the Gemara says if one will recite halal on a day that there's no obligation, that's an isa. You're not allowed to say halal when you're not obligated to. So whatever, it's only a minig to recite halal, then we delete a little bit, then we leave out to it. We say b'dilug. You leave out a little bit of the halal. Many Ashkenazim have the practice that they don't say a bracha on the Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. They rely on the Chazan's bracha. The Chazan says a bracha, Shekirisham Soson of the Cross Halal. So they say Amen. They don't say their own bracha. Like you have a Shabbos Goy to do the dirty work for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do. So the Chazan on Rosh Chodesh is the Shabbos Goy. He says the bracha Levatol. It may be a bracha Levatol. He says the bracha Likros Halal. And we say Amen and we yaitze with that. The Gemara in Brachas quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So the Gemara raises the question, V'chei b'yom avarcham osa, b'layla em avarcham osa, We only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We only say brachas in the daytime. We say brachas at nighttime as well. The Gemara said that's not what the pasuk means. B'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosav shayom. What it means is, whenever you daven or whenever you recite Birchas HaMazon, you should mention the uniqueness of the day. If the day has something special, day Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, you should mention in the davening. So what's the din? Let's say a person had a sandwich on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, and he's supposed to mention Yalav Yofa, B'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosav shayom. That's called me'ein hamor, to mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. What if a person benches on Rosh Chodesh, if you got to say Alav Yavai? So the Gemara says you don't have to bench over again. That this requirement, B'chol Yom V'yom Tein L'meim B'chosav Shalyam, is only a din l'chatkhila. But it's not Me'akeh B'riyevet. You yotze the benching, even if you didn't say the Alav Yavai. So how come on Shabbos and Yontif, if a person benches and if he gets with say, or Alav Yavai on Yontif, he does have to bench over again? So the Gemara says that's a different story because there's a mitzvah of to have a suda. You have to have shalosh sudas on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov you have to have two sudas, one by Laila, one by Yom. So in order to be kaveh the suda, the shame suda Shabbos, or to be kaveh the suda, the shame suda Yom Tov, so you have to have kiddush in the beginning, you have to have haskaras main amor at the end. So if the meal is sandwiched in between the kiddush in the beginning and the ritzei or the alav yav at the end, this succeeds in being kaveh the suda, the shame suda Shabbos, or the same suda Yom Tov. Let's say a person benches on Shabbos and he forgot to say Ritzei. So strictly speaking, he's Yotze the benching. He wasn't Yotze Suda Shabbos, so we should tell him he should go eat another meal. But he's ready to platz. He ate so much food. He ate cholent and kugel and so much. He's ready to platz. So the Chachamim were lenient and they said, we'll allow him to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Really, you should say he was Yotze the benching. You shouldn't bench again a second. Tell him he should wash again. Eat another meal and make sure you say Ritzei this time. So when Mekel, we allow him to repeat the benching a second time for the purpose of being Yotze the Suda Shabbos, but the benching you were Yotze the first time. So that's on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, where there is no Chiyuv Suda, there's just an Isvah Tainus, but there's no mitzvah to have the Suda Dafke, because there's no Simcha B'kumi Aseh, it's only Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa, it's also B'Hespid of a Tainus. So that's why the Gemara says, if one forgot to say Yalav Yov and the Birchas HaMazon, you don't have to repeat. You don't have to repeat the benching. What if one forgot the Alav Yavai in the Shmona Esrei? So if a person is davening b'tzibur, and the Chazan is going to repeat the Shmona Esrei, so the Gemara says, let him rely on the Chazaras Hashatz. Let him pay attention to them. Make sure the Chazan says every word out loud, and listen to the Chazaras Hashatz, and you'll be yotze with that. Usually we say that a baki is not a person who knows how to daven, is not supposed to rely on the Chazaras Hashatz. So you institute the Chazaras Hashatz on behalf of those who are not bikim, those who don't know how to daven. And this person does know how to daven, but today he's an ena baki. Today he forgot Yalav Yavai. So for the purpose of Shachris today, we consider the guy an ena baki because he davened and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai. So since he's an ena baki, he can rely on the Chazaras Hashatz. What if the Chazan forgot to say Yalav Yavai in Shachris? So everybody screams out Yalav Yavai. I said the Chazan is a little hard of hearing and he just finishes the whole Shmona Esrei. And he doesn't listen. So do we make him repeat the whole Shmona Esrei? So the Gemara says no. The Chazan who forgot Yalav Yavai in Shachris doesn't have to repeat the Chazaras Hashatz because we can rely on the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the same Chazan. Let's say you have one Chazan, one Shatz for Shachris, one Shliach Tzibur for Musav, also good. The Tzibur is going to have a Chazaras HaShatz for Musav during this month of Shachris, so the Tzibur will have a Haskara of Rosh Chodesh in the Musav. Even though there was no Haskara in Shachris, they will have a Haskara in this month of Shachris, because the Shliach Tzibur for Musav will mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening of Musav. So that's a big, the Magen Avraham is the standard commentary on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achrayim. What if a Yochid? What if a Yochid forgot Yalav Yavai in Shachris and he's not davening in Shul, so he can't rely on Chazaras Hashatz? Or the Chazan doesn't say the whole Shemoneh Esrei out loud, whatever. He doesn't say Moedim out loud. So he can't rely on the Chazan. So what if the Yochid forgot Yalav Yavai and Shachris, So he's supposed to daven over again shachris. What if he didn't repeat shachris? What if he went ahead and he daven musaf? If you say the chazan can rely l'chatchila on davening musaf, if the shliach tzibah forgot yavu yom and shachris, he can rely l'chatchila on davening musaf. So maybe the yochid can rely b'di'evid on that. So that's a machlokes achreinim. That's how he paskin that b'di'evid. If a person forgot yavu yom and shachris, and he ready, he's supposed to repeat shachris. So if he didn't repeat shachris, he daven musaf. And in Musaf, he mentioned the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, and then he doesn't have to daven over again. The Shachris is Yotze. So what kind of a din is that? Means, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is only L'chatchila, it's not B'di'evet. If you bench and you forget Yalav Yom and Rosh Chodesh, you Yotze the benching. If you daven, if you forget Yalav Yom, you Yotze B'di'evet. You Yotze Tfilah. You just weren't Yotze the Chavis Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. So they wanted us to mention Rosh Chodesh during this man of Shachris. So if I'm going to daven Musaf, so I will mention the Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. I will have it during Musaf. So why do you say L'chatchila Hishi? Why do you say that's only B'di'evit? L'chatchila we would recommend he should daven Shachris over again. Why should he daven Shachris over again? Just like the Chazan can rely on the fact that the Shliach Tzibah is going to daven Musaf. So let the Yochid also rely L'chatchila. So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, he thought the Pshat was like this. In the days of the Gemara, there was an institution of Tfilas Nedovim. If a person chose to, he could volunteer to offer another Shmoneh Esrei. In addition to Ma'ariv and Shachris and Mincha and Musaf, he can volunteer another Tfilah. So if a person forgot Yalav Yovah and Shachris, and he finished the whole Shachris, so we would recommend he should daven a Tfilas Nedovim, let him daven a second time Shachris, and make sure that you mention Yalav Yovah this time. B'di'evid, if he didn't volunteer this tefillah, he's Yotzei ready Shachris. If he's Yotzei Shachris with the tefillah that he said, even though he didn't mention Yalav Yovah, like Yotzei Birchas HaMazon, even though he didn't say Yalav Yovah. He's just on Shabbos and Yantam, and not Yotzei the Suda Shabbos, but the benching you are Yotzei. So on Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyav Suda. So Yotzei the benching without Yalav Yovah. So Yotzei the Shachris also without Yalav Yovah. Just that you weren't Yotze the Chayvus Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you didn't fulfill that mitzvah of Haskaras Kedusha Sayyid. So really, you should be able to rely on the Musaf. But L'chatchila, the Chachamim wanted, we should volunteer at Tfilas Nedovah and mention the Haskaras Kedusha Sayyid before you get the Musaf. But B'di'evet, if the person already did daven Musaf, so he already mentioned Haskaras Kedusha Sayyid, and that's Zman Tfilah. So he's Yotze B'di'evet. So they quote in the name of Rab Chaim, he recommended that Bizman Hazen, Shulchan Aruch, they don't recommend we should offer Tfilas Nedovah. Because we don't pay so much attention to Adam. We don't have so much Kavanah. So they recommend you shouldn't offer any Tfilas Nedovah Bizman Hazen. So they say the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that he thought that today, if a person forgot, the Yochid forgot Yalav Yovoy, and Shachos, he wouldn't recommend that he should daven over. He should rely L'chatchila and the fact that he's going to daven Musaf during this man of Shachris. Is there a din of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh? Of course not. Aliyah L'Regel is only on Sholosh V'Golim. But we have a pasuk in the end of Yeshaya. The pasuk says, V'hoyo midei chodesh b'chodesh midei shabbos b'shabbato yovo kol basov v'shtachlos l'fanai omar Hashem. So there's a medrash Yalkut Shimoni on that pasuk. The pasuk says that the Jewish people have been crying for so many centuries. We didn't have an opportunity to fulfill Aliyah L'Regel. We didn't have a Beis Hamikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, children, I'm going to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and the day will come. Doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yontif. Like it says in the Chumash, you start counting Sfiras Omer. Mimachras HaShabbos doesn't mean on Sunday, day after Shabbos, it means first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Shabbos over there doesn't refer to Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis means Shabbos. It rather refers to Yom Tov. So this pasuk also, "V'hayomi dechodesh b'chodesh every Rosh Chodesh, midei Shabbos b'Shabbato every Sholosh v'Golim yavo kol basar l'shtachos l'fana." Everybody will come to be oil regal. So the Baruch Shalom says, if you feel bad that you haven't been able to be oil regal all of these centuries because there was no Beis Hamikdash, you couldn't be oil regal. So lasi lavoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, seize the opportunity and come to be Oil HaRegel every Rosh Chodesh. So what do you mean? The Rambam considers one of the 13 Ikari HaAmunah that the laws of the Torah never change. What do you mean? Laws of the Torah, the dinim are going to change. It's going to be Aliyah LaRegel on Rosh HaKadoshim. So it could be that the answer is in Sefer Melachim, the story is told about the Isha Ashunamis that Elisha Novi stayed by her and she was Machnas Orchim, and he asked Gehazi, what can we do for the woman? He asked the woman, what can I do for you? She says, nothing. So he asked Gehazi, his Shamas, what can we do for her? So he said, the woman is married many years, she has no children. So Elisha Novi gave her a blessing, she should have a baby. So she had a baby, and the baby grew up, he got a sunstroke, and he died, and she went to the Novi. So the husband asked, why are you going to the... She didn't tell her husband that the baby died. The husband was out in the field. And the husband saw his wife was leaving, so he said, where are you going? She said, you're going to visit Elisha HaNavi. So he said, why are you going to visit the Navi? L'chodesh hayam v'loy Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if in that pasuk you see that there's a mitzvah to visit the Rebbe on Sholosh Regolim. Chai b'olam l'hakmol p'nei Rabba on the Sholosh Regolim. Where does it say? It says, l'chodesh hayam v'loy Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon says, L'chodesh means it's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. Shabbos means, like Merachas HaShabbos, does mean Shabbos, means Yontif. So according to the Vilna Gaon, the Pasuk says that was always the practice. They would visit, and the Navi Behuda says that visiting the Rebbe is connected with Aliyah LaRegel. They used to practice Aliyah LaRegel on Rosh Chodesh. It was on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, it was an obligation. Apparently on Rosh Chodesh, it was always a Rishus. An optional mitzvah. You're going to oil a regal on Purim or Hanukkah, there's no kiyum on mitzvah at all. To be oil a regal on Rosh Chodesh, apparently there's a kiyum on mitzvah. So that's what the husband told his wife. Today's lo chodesh hayom lo Shabbos. Today's neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Shodesh Regalim. Why are you going to visit the rabbi? You only go to visit the rabbi when you go visit the Beis HaMikdash. Same time when you have Aliyah LaRegel. So that's perhaps what the Yalkut Shemayne says, that Lasi Lavoi, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, those who will feel bad over the fact that we were unable to fulfill Aliyah LaRegel all the centuries when there was no Beis HaMikdash, shall let us fulfill Aliyah LaRegel on Rosh Chodesh. There was always such a concept. I'll just close with this. There is a practice in Eretz Yisrael that they have special buses going to the Moras HaMachpel on Erev Rosh Chodesh from Yerushalayim, from Be'er Shorim, from Bnei Brak. So that's based on Agadita in the Gemara in Bob Metzia. Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi always used to come to learn in the yeshiva. So one day, Rosh Chodesh, he came late. So the Gabbai didn't want to let him in. He came late to the Seder. Wouldn't let him in. So he apologized. He says, every Rosh Chodesh has to go to the Moras HaMachpelah, has to wake up Avraham Avinu, wash his hands. Egel Vasa, like one who wakes up in the morning, as if he's still alive, just wash your hands. He damas with him, and then he tucks him back in to sleep. Then he wakes up Yitzchak Avinu, he washes his hands, he damas with him, and he tucks him back to go to sleep. Then he wakes up Yaakov Avinu, so it took so long, he had to go. I'm Rosh Chodesh, wake everybody up. So the Gabbai says, so why don't you wake them all up at the same time? Why do you waste time three times he davened with each one of the others? Wake them all up at the same time. He could have saved all that time. So he said, the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't want to bring Mashiach yet. And all of the others, if all of the others will daven together at the same time, then they'll pressure the Rabbanu Shel Olam to bring Mashiach. He doesn't. So Rabbanu Shel Olam didn't give me permission to wake all of them up at the same time. So I wake up Avram separately, Yitzchak separately, Yaakov separately. So the Baruch Shalom is not going to answer their prayers about coming, hastening the coming of Mashiach. The Marsha says, where is there a remez for this idea that the dead people daven to the Baruch Shalom on Rosh Chodesh? Because the person says, Hayami de Chodesh Bechotcha, Yavo Kol Basar. Kol Basar means even the dead people, even the Ovis, daven. On Rosh Chodesh. So that's why there is a special minig to go to visit the Moras HaMachpelah. Should really go on Rosh Chodesh, but the minig is they have buses arranged to go on Erev Rosh Chodesh to daven along with the Yobis. So the Gemara said we should daven for the coming of Mashiach, and we should be zeichet to see the third Beis HaMikdash b'binyonai, and we should be zeichet to what it says in that Yalkut Shemayni, that the day will come that we will volunteer to do Aliyah LaRegel on Rosh Chodeshim as well, not just on Sholosh Regalim. Okay, have a successful day. What, they're giving you people a tour of the campus? Very good. Okay, how about Slocha?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Shechter, for dedicating his very precious time. Will we take a picture?
Sure.
Okay. Tell guys, we'll take a picture, maybe. Mind taking a picture for us?
Yeah. If you don't take a picture, these will never happen.
Sure, yeah. You mean the request is on recording, so 1 second.